You're listening to Everything EHC. Welcome to yet another awesome episode. I got a great guest with me. It's 8:10 in the morning on Tuesday after the holiday weekend of 4th of July. We hope everybody had a great holiday weekend. We have had our campers arrive yesterday. We've had our first full night. Today is our first full day. And we have someone here we're going to talk to for a few minutes here. Please introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and how long you've been associated with Enchanted Hills Camp.
Hello, world. My name is Zach. I'm from San Jose, California, which is pretty much at South Bay. Well, this is my second year at camp. This is my first year as a staff member.
Right. Tell us, you're in a really unique situation, Zach. By the way, thanks for joining us on the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
You've been, since the get-go, really enthusiastic about my programming and what I got going on. I'm looking forward to working with you this summer.
Right. I love all that stuff. Yeah. The multimedia, the movies. I can't wait for all of it.
Yeah, I agree. I like all that stuff too. And I love the folks who have the enthusiasm for it. So I'm really ready to get this going with you. But before we get to all of that, let's talk about your unique situation. Because last year was your first year with Enchanted Hills Camp, as I understand it.
Yes, it was.
And that was different how?
Well, now we're coming out of post pandemic.
Right.
And last time I was here was 2019. Right. And I was a camper then. So.
Right.
Is that distinction of being a camper to a counselor from pre-COVID to post-COVID? So there's right. just a lot going on. Lots that's different.
Yeah. Important. So you were a virtual CIT, correct?
Yes, I was.
Yeah. And you had done, you did teens in 19? Is that what you did?
Yeah, I was a teen in 2019.
Okay. And then you were virtual CIT, and now you're here as a counselor?
Yes.
And how's that going for you so far?
It's going well. Everyone in my cabin already knows what they're doing. They're on top of it. We were in the pool house this morning, and by the time I got out of the shower, my entire cabin was already up at the dining hall.
Just ready to go.
Yeah, they're just chomping at the bit, and I'm excited to see that energy. Yeah.
Good, good. And they're all having fun?
Yeah, of course.
That's the key, right. All right, well, tell us a little bit about yourself here. How old are you?
I am 19 years old.
Yeah. And you graduated school?
Yeah, I graduated from high school back in the beginning of 2020.
Perfect. Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And then, so what was the, tell us what the virtual, because you got to be a CIT during the virtual thing, and now you're a counselor. You didn't have to go through the at camp CIT program like we just had a show where we talked to all those kids yesterday. They were all tired out. You didn't have to go through all that tired stuff because you did it virtually. What were some of the activities that you did as a CIT virtually that, you know, I'm just interested in knowing the difference of not being at camp. What did you guys do virtually?
I don't remember all of it, but the one main thing I remember is the CITs ran our own campfire. So we kind of were the MCs. So we kind of ran the direction. We were the narrators. We hosted everything. Right. So that was our job as a CIT. It was a big project.
And you did that for the youths?
I think it was the youths.
I think you do it for the youths program. Yeah, yeah. And you worked under Jamie Gump, who we talked to, and now you're a counselor and you're at camp. Is counselor to camper contrast? Tell me about it.
Well, I've been visually impaired my entire life. You want me to do the long story or the longer story?
The longish story.
The longish story. So I've been visually impaired my entire life, and it's not my first, low vision, fully blind summer camp I've been to. I went to, Bloomfield in Malibu, quite a few years ago for a few years of my life. I didn't quite enjoy it, but I won't slander the name too much. And I came here to EHC, and it was just this renewing energy, mindset. whatever you want to say, every kind of cliche you can think of. Right. I was humbled to the core. And you might remember Ellie from a couple podcasts ago.
Yep.
And she's now one of my best friends because I met her at camp in 2019. I work for her now as an editor to her YouTube channel. So you can go follow that at The Fake Ellie on YouTube, all one word. I learned to use my cane. I've used my cane my entire life.
But it's different here, right?
Yeah.
It adds a different element, is what you're getting.
It does. After coming here to EHC, I went home. I joined a goalball team. I learned Braille. I started joining that visually impaired community again because I was... When I was in elementary school, I was scared because they labeled you as blind. Yeah. It wasn't just low vision or a spectrum like Ellie might have talked about. It was this idea that you were one person. And I didn't want to be like that. I wanted to be fairly normal, or I wanted to be in a sighted person's world. And by doing so, I kind of isolated myself, ostracized myself.
This is a common thing with visually impaired blind children, kids feeling this way. Everybody feels it different, but it's a common reality is what I'm saying.
Exactly. And once you get to EHC, you just feel the love. You feel that family, that second family. And I never really understood what people meant by second family until I came here.
Very cool. Let's talk about... Can we talk about Bloomfield for a second?
Yeah, of course.
I want to talk about, you know, the positive things of Bloomfield. I actually heard that Bloomfield also had a fire. Is this correct?
Yeah, I believe it had its fire in 2018. Right. Pretty much burned down completely, and I think that they're not going to rebuild
it. Not. That's also what I heard, which is unfortunate. You never want to hear that kind of thing happening. But as someone who has attended both camps and part of this show... we are always interested in everybody's experience. It is everything EHC. Can you tell me, like, give me some of the positive differences that were at Bloomfield? Can you do that?
So one of the things we did is every week, I don't know if it was just every session. I know it was for teen session. We had a night where we would spend, we would hike up to the top of a hill and pretty much just camp out there. And we would do a talent show up there. So I think that was pretty cool.
That's cool. Outside?
Yeah, it's on the top of a hill, so you kind of see the valley all around you, all these hills. You see the sunrise just between.
Nice. That sounds nice. What's the layout? I know, so for listeners who haven't been to Enchanted Hills Camp, we're on 311 acres. It's all from uphill from the driveway, all downhill to lower camp. It's on the side of a mountain. Upper camp is kind of all combined together, pretty easy to get to, but these kids staying down in bungalows have to come up a big hill, a hill we call Cardiac Hill, to get to our dining hall. And I've heard that the layout of Bloomfield was a lot easier than this Enchanted Hills camp, which is why some people who came to Enchanted Hills actually prefer Bloomfield, because it was easier to navigate. Is this a true thing?
While it's true, it's a little bit easier. There was two halves, right? Upper camp and lower camp. Mm-hmm. And lower camp was split by a ravine. And it's got a couple bridges connecting it. And one of the bridges is actually a hollowed out VTA car, which I think is really cool. And in lower camp, you have girls' town, which are basically just girls' cabins, right next to the dining hall. Which is really convenient for the girls, huh?
Right, yeah.
And the dining hall was pretty much used as a multi-purpose room, too. Right. That's where I learned to play goalball. And on the other half of lower camp, you had arts and crafts, the horses, basketball court where you would play beatball, soccer. They had a rock wall. And then once you started going up the hill... you would find archery, you would find the pool if you kept going up. It had a rec field, which wasn't well maintained, but that's okay. And that rec field takes you to that spot I was talking about, up the hill. You also have Boys Town up there.
Oh, so you guys had to cruise a lot further.
Oh, around.
Yeah. And it's a lot shorter distances than here. Is it about the same walk distance from Boys Town down to the dining hall? I'm just kind of gauging.
I think it's about the same.
About the same.
Yeah.
How many years did you go?
I think I spent about 6 years there.
Six. Gotcha. Cool. Well, thanks for giving us some insight on Bloomfield. We're sorry to hear about that camp. It's a little unfortunate, but it's nice to know that people had their experience there, and what they were there to offer. It's pretty cool. Now let's get back to here. What are you looking forward to the most in the next 3 weeks?
I'm completely looking forward to hanging out with my campers, and campers that aren't even in my own cabin. I just love meeting people. It's the weirdest thing. I came here in 2019. I was real reserved, but after that experience, I found my second wind. I found my social butterfly.
Nice, yes.
And I'm excited to meet everyone. During our orientation week, I had a chance to get real close with everyone in the staff and the CIT programs, but now I got to meet all the campers all over again.
Yep. And all of that team building, I've mentioned this before, kind of changes a dynamic because we're all working and we aren't going to spend any quality time as a team like we did in that first week.
Right.
Joe and I, you know, running two totally different activities all day long, and you know, I say hi to him in the morning and say hi to him when he comes in at night. That's about the only time I see him. That's just kind of how it works.
Sounds like a roommate.
Yeah, and you know, you get assigned to different activities throughout the week to help out with, and we're excited that you're going to be down in the Kiva with us. I always give people an opportunity to say, you know, something out there to everybody here on our podcast. I'd like to thank you, Zach, for being here this summer with your enthusiasm and your willingness, your readiness. You don't seem overtired or...
Never.
You're getting your rest and taking care of yourself. And
Three keys to success.
That's it. You got it. What are they?
Well, obviously you want the health, you want the sleep, you want the water, and you want, well, the third thing.
The love.
The love.
So in the end, is there anything you want to say to everybody out there, a joke? Whatever. You can say whatever you want.
I'm a very jokeful person, but I'm going to be a little bit serious here. Be you. And that doesn't mean don't be the person you want to be. Don't make yourself into the normal. Be who you are. And I know for me personally, I spent a lot of my life being scared of who I was. So for all of you who have had experience here at Enchanted Hills, just remember to be you.
Enchanted Hills Camp definitely lets us be ourselves. Yes. And we are able to take that exercise of being ourselves here at Enchanted Hills Camp and take it into the real world, and it boosts all of our confidence, wouldn't you say? Good words, Zach.
Thank you.
Good words. All right. So, Zach. Hello, EHC.
EHC is the place to be.
Thank you for joining us on the show. And, you know, let's, maybe we can reconnect at the end of the summer.
No, I super appreciate you having me here.
Let's see how your summer went, and we'll do this again, huh? Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's do it again. You've been listening to Everything EHC. We just had a great conversation with our friend and teammate and our brother here at camp, sharing the love. And, I got some exciting activities happening this morning. We're going to do cabin day, and then we're going to get right down to business, providing awesome activities for these teens. Thanks again for listening to Everything EHC. Once again, I'm Maceo. Keep checking back. We will be doing these podcasts all of July. Thanks for listening, and we are signing off now.